Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. Lindsay Perry with us. And Lindsay, a question in from Jean Tarrant today. Jean saying, I've entered my first Comrade 2016 and running has always been my choice of exercise. Then started getting back into it about a year ago. And since April this year, I've done 3 half marathons. In the last 5 weeks, though, I've hit rock bottom. My immune system has taken a beating and I've had 3 weeks of flu followed by gastro, followed by more flu, mostly in the head with sinuses. I've run in between, but feeling better now, including a half and a 20K training run in there as well. Then gone back to being sick. I've now taken 2 weeks off and I'm easing back to training, short and slow. My questions are, how do I stay healthy after recovery? I never used to get sick, now seem to be very susceptible. And 2, how do I get back on track to train for my first marathon? She's aiming at the South Coast Marathon on the 18th of October.
Yeah, look, the 18th of October is pretty close. Look, you've gotten into a fairly common cycle. So when you've been sick, your body's immune system takes a little bit of a bashing. And when you exercise, there's a short-term suppression of your immune system. But over time, the sustained exercise actually helps to strengthen your immune system until we start training for things like comrades. Because then we're always on the edge of overtraining, which means that we are susceptible to getting ill. Now, particularly with viruses, they really panel our bodies. It takes us a little bit of time to exercise, to recover and to get completely healthy and for our immune system to recover fully. Unfortunately, then the common cycle is to then get back into training. And then the training adds a further stress to the immune system and we start picking up secondary infections that are things that were related to the original infection that we got. So if you try and work your way up now to running a marathon in October, you're more than likely going to get sick again. I would laugh off that marathon in October. You need to look at a marathon either later in the year or early next year. It typically takes about 2 weeks to fully recover from an illness, particularly if it was a viral illness. And so at that point, once you're completely asymptomatic, you can probably start training again. But if it's inside that 2 week window, no high intensity running, and I would limit my runs to 30 to maybe 40 minutes of very easy running, and then post 2 weeks, I would then take 2 weeks to build myself back up to the level of training that I was at when I was sick. You've had a much longer term illness with stop-start. So you haven't just had the illness and then the 2 weeks out. So I would take even longer. I would take between 3 and 4 weeks before I got anywhere near the training I was at when I got sick. So that does mean that marathon is in jeopardy. But if you don't laugh off marathon, you're just going to have a perpetuating cycle of illness. We are moving into summer, which means there should be fewer germs around for you to catch. But I would still just do this properly so that you don't face being sick for the foreseeable future.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Yeah, and coming from someone who's also just come off a 2 week layoff for having a horrible, horrible cough, it's better to get better than to try and push it too soon and get sick again. Feeling fantastic, back on the road, so I'm proper chuffed myself. Lindsay, thank you so much. We'll chat again next time. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.